Hello everyone, I'm Tina Balachandran, a storyteller, facilitator, settlement worker, and a new immigrant. In this podcast series, we are hearing the stories, journeys, and lessons from the women who designed and developed Learning Journeys. Learning Journey embraces the concept of user-centered design, an iterative design process in which designers focus on the users and their needs. As immigrant women step increasingly into leadership roles, they have become co-designers, designing services and solutions alongside others, thus representing a broad range of experience with settlement services. In co-designing, immigrant women are bringing their own ideas and experiences to the table to find solutions to the key barriers that prevent their communities from reaching their goals of social and economic participation. In the past 4 months, co-designers have addressed three key barriers for immigrant women with innovative and impactful ideas. Childcare for immigrant women. The lack of quality, affordable childcare for immigrant women prevents them from obtaining the training and job opportunities they need to work towards their job goals. Childcare for immigrant women have released a compelling advocacy piece. Mentorship. Immigrant women who access mentorship and other programs often do not receive the information and opportunities that are most relevant to the areas, their skills, strength, needs, and goals. The mentorship group developed holistic, strength-based, and culturally appropriate mentorship approaches to personal and professional development. Let's talk. Immigrant women often experience isolation and a sense of desperation in a lack of opportunities to connect with other women and share the challenges they are facing. The Let's Talk group co-designed and co-facilitated informal peer circles where immigrant women can share personal struggles, co-create solutions, build confidence in themselves, and develop trustworthy relationships with one another. It is indeed an honor for me to introduce our two guests for today. Sidra Mobin is representing the Let's Talk group, and Thea Lopez is representing the Childcare Advocacy group. Welcome, Sidra and Thea.
Thank you very much, Tina, for inviting us today.
Thank you, Tina. Nice to be here.
Such a pleasure to have both of you here with us today. I'm excited to dive in and hear about your projects, as well as some insights regarding the creativity, collaboration, and your aspirations on what's going to come next. Thea, let's hear from you first. Your project was to address the lack of quality, affordable childcare for immigrant women. Take us to the beginning. How did it all start?
Thank you, Tina. That was really a lovely introduction, and I'm honored to be here. I remember I almost did not make it to the part of this program. 2 years ago, at the start of the Learning Journeys Lab, we, the immigrant women, were tasked. What gaps in settlement in BC, Canada, do you think is the most important for you? I remember it so clearly. That day that what my piece is all about, and that is lack of childcare. Mm-hmm. At the time, that is the most challenging part of my life that hampers me from moving forward. It is not only a loss for myself or for my husband, but I would like my kids to be in a structured teaching environment that they deserved. In fact, people in my circle was on the same boat. IT professionals, nurses, doctors, nutritionists, skilled immigrants, all hoping they have a solution.
Wow, Thea, this really resonates with so many immigrant women. And you never looked back. You have tenaciously led this project to what it is today. And we will hear more about that later, right?
Yes, Tina, for sure. Thank you so much.
Sidra, let's talk about Let's Talk.
Okay, so Let's Talk was an informal safe space for immigrant women, especially middle-aged women who may have fallen through the cracks. due to childcare responsibilities, citizen status, and language barriers. Mm-hmm. Let's Talk was designed to overcome the sense of isolation through building meaningful connections, emotional and social support system, expanded professional networks, and also to make them feel resourceful and eventually empowered.
And given the pandemic, the timing couldn't have been better, right?
That is correct. True.
So these were the issues that you led. What I really want to know is, why did these issues, projects in particular, resonate with you personally? Let's hear it from Tia first.
Well, Tina, I am a living proof, a well-sung lived experience that a lot of families in BC, may it be local or immigrants, facing the same challenge. Time and time again, we sing this almost injustice that we cannot find suitable spot for our kids. As a result of that lack of, this has an unrevivable consequence in my life. Time. This is like an avalanche of repercussions for me especially. This has hurt my professional advancement and a lot more.
In the earlier podcast, we talked about how our lived experiences shape our choices and outcomes. And here, Tia, you are a living example of that. Sidrau, how about you? Why did these issues in particular resonate with you?
So, Tina, for me personally, the interest in this project has been twofold. Initially, I saw the project from a more professional perspective, and I was focused on the technical aspects of it, thinking okay. about the exception report, session design, sustainability, etc. However, as soon as we started the sessions and I listened to the stories of courage, it felt like home. Wow. I had landed here just 3 months back alone during COVID. And being there surrounded with these women made me realize that how important is the emotional support.
Wow, this is amazing, because this sentiment is something that I have heard from our speakers in every podcast. I heard this from Maria Alejandra, and I heard this from Lydian, and it is so powerful that I'm hearing it yet again from you, Sidra. The stories and shared experiences created a connection, and I hear a sense of belonging, which has been a common thread through the journey of learning journeys.
Yeah, Tina, you're absolutely right.
Sidra, most of your team members for Let's Talk met during the learning labs that Learning Journeys facilitated. And you joined Learning Journeys recently. How would you describe your experiences as a new team member? How was collaboration and teamwork for you?
Thank you, Tina, for asking this question. It's a very interesting question. So for our group, values were created in the beginning that it would be shared leadership. The mm-hmm. roles in the group were fluid. If someone couldn't make it, the others were there. We all had each other's back. So each one of us in the group recognized the importance of this project. Hence, we all were super motivated. So when we put ideas on the table, we were mm-hmm. aware that there are different frame of references. So from my perspective, I see something and I'm very clear about it. But when I move towards your frame, it's different. And I can't understand your perspective, which is fine. You cannot have the wisdom of the universe. So you acknowledge this fact and respect the other person's opinion. But, you know, it is possible to understand where the other person is coming from. And it happens when you open your heart and your mind. We were ready to have difficult conversations with each other in our group, which eventually showed in the sessions as well. And in the process, we all grew closer to each other.
And in order to have difficult conversations, it is very important for us to create safe spaces for those conversations. The collective passion, what you said, Sidra, shared leadership led to fluid collaboration and connections. And this organic co-designing is what has always stood out for me, appealed and awed me in the learning journeys. Tia, you have been a champion advocate, highlighting that talented immigrant and refugee women aren't able to utilize their potential due to the lack of childcare. Has sharing your voice, and by default, the voice of thousands of women, been stressful, empowering, exciting? Has it been all of these? How has this advocacy work impacted you?
Tina, I would say rewarding for sure. And yes, you're right. It was stressful, empowering, and exciting. You cannot really feel tired when you are having fun, especially when you can see the results of your work. It is just beautiful to witness. I remember all the direct messages and the comments were, Thea, I experienced that too. Thank you for saying what I want to say. Wow. Thank you for saying your truth, because that is the truth for so many women.
Oh, wow.
Yes, indeed. Those comments keep me going. I sincerely believe with all of my being that immigrants are untapped resources and we want to be utilized. This is now our home and we want to be a part of its growth and its success. You know what, Tina, what I remember?
Mm-hmm.
I remember my papa's training when I was small, how he always tells me to practice reading the newspaper out loud every single day, mm-hmm. how he wanted me to be involved in NGOs and community work. And he was actually setting me up for success, preparing me for this. Oh. I could not in my existence thought that I will be making these connections with people like Sharon Gregson of Tenaday, be invited for CBC News and other news outlets for 6 times. I made it to the newspaper 3 times, and I made a couple of speaking engagements and lots more. Recently, I was contacted by Walter Lumamba, BC Nurses Union Council member, to know more about what is happening to International Nurses Ground Zero. Wow. It's mind-blowing, right?
Oh my God, that's huge.
Yeah, you keep making us proud, honestly.
He never thought about childcare being the source and means to the challenge. It really makes my heart swell with gratitude being here.
Yeah, you're my hero. You've been my hero from day one of my learning journeys. And I'm so honored to hear your story and in a small way being part of this journey with you.
Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. And for our listeners, I was one of the IWAC members on Thea's project for childcare advocacy. Sidra, I'm very curious to know how the topics for Let's Talk were identified.
So the topics were identified by the participants themselves, that what is it that they want to talk about.
Oh, that's great. And what topics did you have the opportunity to cover during the peer support group?
So the topics included navigating crisis, cultural shock, self-confidence, experience-based employment, and bullying and harassment.
These are clearly very intense and very timely relevant topics. How were you able to establish trust during these sessions?
Tina, you know, empathy has been huge in our team.
Wow.
We all came from different backgrounds and we all have gone through so much. And it's amazing to see that the challenges we faced have made us such a strong person that we are today.
Mm-hmm.
During the session design meetings, we would come together and share our stories pertaining to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And our respect for each other grew into fondness and eventually evolved in friendship. So when we as a team would go in the session, mm-hmm. those women could see that positive energy, like a light that touches people's life. And everyone wants that mutual respect and friendship in their lives, right? And I feel, which is why they were able to trust us and were so vulnerable in front of us.
Another sentiment that has been echoing in all the podcasts so far, and it really makes me smile, organically finding your tribe, right?
Yeah, Tina, this is such a beautiful word, tribe. That is exactly what it is.
Such sharings really leave me humble beyond words and give me hope. Thank you so much for sharing that one, Sidra. Thea, you've been a longtime IWAC member. In your film for childcare advocacy, you supported other newcomer women in sharing their stories. How did it feel for you to now be bringing other immigrant women voices to the table?
I feel incredibly accomplished, Tina. It feels as though my family is growing. And like my kids, I am nurturing them, giving them courage, clap the hardest when they say their piece, and in silence the proudest of what they have become. In the beginning, some of them were shy, even lost, about what to share and unsure of the outcome. And like a chant, I would say, trust the process. And look at them now, so achieved, so ecstatic. It's so nice for them to be a part of this movement. And I am one of those who are cheering on.
Wow. And as an IWAC member of the project you led, Tia, for me, it was such a rewarding experience. Thank you for leading with your heart.
Aw, thanks, Tina.
There's something I've been asking myself ever since our projects reached completion. So here goes. Tia and Sidra, what aspects of this work would you like to bring with you in your next professional or personal endeavor, and why? Sidra, let's hear it from you first.
Tina, for me, I think the concept of shared leadership and openness within the teams, that is something that I would like to take to my next professional endeavor.
Wow, I really hope many more people can seek inspiration from that. Tia?
For me, this journey has given me a very important takeaway, which are a sense of patriotism and belongingness. Home for me is my family, and BC Canada for me now is the land where my home rests. I want my kids to see that Mama is helping the community, and I pray that they too will find their own calling in service. I have started my baby girl, Isa, to stand in the couch reading her books with the hopes that I prepare her for success too, just like my papa. For one day, may it be community work, advocacy, or public speaking, she will take on that role confidently should she wish.
Yeah, that really warmed my heart. I can actually see baby Isel walking your footsteps.
Thank you so much, Tina.
While listening to both of you, Sidra and Tia, and reflecting on my own role as IWAC in the learning journeys, I can tell that creativity, collaboration, persistence, and courage have been values and principles that help support and implement projects. And the lessons are meaningful and lasting for all of us involved as IWAC.
These are the exact things which has been the guiding principle for all of us.
Totally agree.
What other factors, guiding principles, do you think were important? What advice would you share with other women working in the settlement sector so that they understand what makes collaborative work or co-design initiatives relevant and possibly replicable? Tia?
Tina, I hope that having IWAC members will be a cornerstone for settlement groups and policymakers as a source of knowledge, opinion, recommendation, and even trial for pilot projects. Because you know what? We are ready to help.
We so are.
To policymakers and settlement service providers, who would best know what obstacles in the system are, but those who experience them. Allowing the people to find solutions to the problems is the same as, you know, the quote, teach a friend to fish and do not give them the fish. You are not only allowing the people to be involved, but also you are giving participants to gain the sense of achievement. Moreover, you are allowing participants to utilize their own resources, maybe intrinsic or extrinsic. You grant people to exercise their love of the land, the love of the people, and love of their new home called British Columbia. To the future IWAC members, I encourage you to come forward, join, and just enjoy the ride. Just like me, who was once finding a worthwhile distraction and a place to be accepted for this lonely immigrant, and that is me, you will never know doors may open for you too. Doors of profound connections, lasting experiences, and opening that Pandora's box of accomplishment, self-actualization, and belongingness.
Tia, those are beautiful and heartfelt emotions and words. Today, you have truly inspired a lot of future IWAC members.
Thank you, Tina. I am really rooting for all those future IWAC members.
Sidra.
I think it's imperative to understand the concept of community. Mm-hmm. A famous Pakistani philosopher and writer, Ashfaq Ahmed, puts it beautifully that being associated to a cause doesn't make you a community. You have to give a part of yourself. You have to have that dirt in your hand and do something practical about it. And hence my advice for the settlement sector would be to understand the need of the audience, acknowledge that everyone is different, and don't put people in a box.
Tia and Sidra have exemplified with their passions, insights, and commitment to their work, the importance of IWAC and involving immigrant women in the co-design of finding solutions to the barriers immigrant women face. Thank you, Tia and Sidra, for joining us today, for sharing, and for inspiring the future of IWAC.
Thank you, PIRS and IWAC, for giving us this platform, and we're always excited to talk about our project. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, PIRS and Learning Journeys, for believing in us. And I am truly humbled to be here. Thank you so much.
IWAC, Learning Journey Leads, and PIRS are committed to moving forward in amplifying voices, advocacy, co-designing, and revolutionizing the role that immigrant women play in Canada. To continue following that journey, go to Learning Journey's website, where you can find the childcare advocacy film, as well as podcasts, partnerships, and other new media projects. learningjourneys.wixsite.com/learningjourneys. It's been a joy bringing you along on our journey. Until next time, stay well and keep inspiring.